This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 12th, Fall of Jericho. Our reading comes from Joshua chapter 6. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times, with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them, sound a long blast on the trumpets. Have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the army will go up, everyone straight in." So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it." And he ordered the army, "Advance, march around the city, with an armed guard going ahead of the Ark of the Lord." When Joshua had spoke to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the Ark of the Lord's Covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the ark. All this time, the trumpets were sounding. But Joshua had commanded the army, "Do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout." So he had the ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the army returned to camp and spent the night there. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. The 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets went forward, marching before the ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the ark of the Lord, while the trumpets kept sounding. So on the 2nd day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. On the 7th day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city 7 times. The 7th time around, when the priests sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab, the prostitute, and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury." When the trumpet sounded, the army shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So everyone charged straight in, and they took the city. Do you know what a shofar is? It's a ram's horn trumpet used by the ancient Israelites when they engaged in battle. Though you wouldn't guess it from its simple shape, the shofar gives a sound like the piercing call of a bugle. God commands the people of Israel to destroy Jericho, the first city they encounter in the Promised Land. They march around the city for 6 days, and on the 7th day, when the Israelite army hears the blast of the shofar, they all shout. Then the walls of Jericho come crumbling down, and the Israelites charge in and take the city. As you read about this, don't picture a huge, terrifying, well-trained army outside the walls. They were few, weary, and weak. The people of Jericho were probably laughing at them until the walls crumbled. This event was meant as theater, an announcement. God was making something dramatically clear. These were his people, and he alone was giving the land to them. As we march toward Christmas, we see that the ultimate fulfillment of God's promises is not in military triumph. In Jesus, God's promises expand beyond Israel to include all people. The victory is over sin and death, and the Lord of this victory is the Prince of Peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Pray with me. Father in heaven, battle cries rage in the world around us. Give us the peace that surpasses all understanding through the Prince of Peace, our Savior, Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.